constitution of the thinking workers gendered. The new social contract of the natural suitable community requires a declaration of natural social power. This declaration is the preamble to the constitution of the same natural suitable community. Compare the first board, the core of the issue. The thinking gendered binomial is shown prominently in the basis, since the properly so-called basis of the constitution consists in both explicitly gendered parties. But the whole of the constitution doesn't just include the basis, even though this basis is decisively highlighted throughout all its elements. Social constitution. Body, matter, or person, spirit, from our community, is constituted on skeleton and flesh. Skeleton is church and front, bridge basis. Flesh is the 1001 societies. Look at the board, page 53. Recall. Theoretical realism cannot be expressed better than through spiritism, materism blend. Afterwards, as well as nature appears from now on as objective humanity. Matter is pure act. Humanity appears from now on as subjective nature. Spirit is pure potency. We don't have any resources other than twisting civilized language. Compare page 1. Thanks be to Saint Scholastic. 1. Humankind is gendered. It was said tantamount to its animal side. As a matter of fact, our body, albeit natural, is deeply human. Masculine feminine is other than male female, and man and woman don't have young ones but infants ready to speak. They do not experience a rutting season and even can afford the luxury of leading a chaste life. It's almost shameful to have to remind us of it all. 2. Humankind is thinking. It was said tantamount to its angelic side. As a matter of fact, our thought, albeit to a high degree human, is deeply natural. First, we need a brain. Then, the artificial productions of humanity are so analogous to the spontaneous fruits of nature and limited by the latter that we have to define ourselves as the working species. Look at the two boards about our organization, page 54. 1. Basis. In the strict sense, it is both gendered communities of the aggregated social community, feminine and masculine. We nevertheless need to specify that this is the bulk of adults of each gender. Adults equal grown-ups. We will set aside the other persons acknowledged as responsible who people. On the one hand, the church, and on the other hand, the bridge. Veterans, seniors, and youthed, teenagers, equal growing ups. The non-accountable are of course not taken into account. The babies and the senile, the mad and the infamous, the ostracized. 2. Parties. Parties must display the gender cause they embrace. These are the representatives of each community. For the entire community isn't required to join. Let's go even further. Some men might, at least temporarily, feel more comfortable amongst the feminine party. And conversely, despite the existence of the feminine party, some women might want to remain within the old masculine party. Provided one's devotion to a given gender, parties are created freely. In anticipation of the term of the mandate of the houses, each party will organize primary elections, which will reconsider each party's own communal representativeness. We will learn to avoid using this as an occasion to give birth to two or more parties for each gender. The moment that comes when each party will propose for both houses its own candidates, therefore brothers or friends, to the formalized social management, different from 1001 societies. The said candidates offer themselves to the choice of all the adult partners of constituencies and professions, women, men, and partyless partisans included. Vox populi, vox dei. 3. Unions must display the spirit of their management, brother or friend, kindred or bourgeois. Unionists, unionized. These are the candidates chosen through suffrage, the new proxies of social management. They can also be called syndics, trustees. A syndic takes care of the interest of a social body of which he is a member. Generally, we need a cluster of syndics, in which case all are jointly liable. 4. Houses. They include all union managers at their station. We normally get a mixed composition for each house. However, there is an opposite hegemony on each side. Friends, brother in the Senate, and brother, friends in the Assembly. Two opposite hegemonies make one parity. If we start from kindred community. 1. From humanity, let's retain the masculine community. 2. A Sioux chief or a Brahmin creates a masculine party. This was foolish in matriarchy. But the males in question now wants to be persons. 3. A. The party proposes candidates who are necessarily friends for the sake of social management. B. From the said candidates through suffrage, partners consider for syndics actual proxies. 4. An equal distribution of managers at their station in the houses leads to a minority of friends, brothers in the Senate, and a majority of brothers, friends in the Assembly. Thus is infused the virtue of liberty prevailing in this house of tasks.